What happened was last year, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs launched the first industry innovation competition here at VA and launched it with six principal focus areas. We ended up with a remarkable response from industry, about 300 different proposals representing almost 400 different companies, all with remarkably insightful ideas. We selected 28 of those. On just this last week, we made the announcement that the first four have been awarded and are now underway. And what was important is that that was timed also with the President's State of the Union address. I think when he noted that we are going to be focusing on innovation to out-innovate and win the future, the VA Innovation Initiative is geared directly toward that objective. And what we found was private sector, both in terms of industry, academia, and as well as that the nonprofit community, really took an aggressive look at some of the ways in which they can help veterans, and we saw some remarkably challenging and innovative ideas that came through.
So give us an idea of what the ideas were.
Well, Tom, what we had was an overwhelming response to the focus on telehealth, but we also had some great responses in some of the other areas to help veterans start and launch their own businesses. On this last week, what we announced were four new ideas. One of them I'll mention is called iHealth. This is a partnership between a company called Agilex, a small company in Northern Virginia, and a better-known company we all have heard of, probably called Apple. What they proposed was a way in which we could bring a subset of veterans' electronic health record data onto mobile devices like an iPhone or an iPad that will allow our clinicians to use the health data and key parts of that medical record at the bedside in a mobile way so they can actually consult our patients in a much more patient-centered way. And just to draw a distinction from the status quo, while the VA is probably one of the more modernized and electronic healthcare environments in the country, we still use what are called COWs, and that's a computer on wheels. So we're trying to get our patients and our doctors free from those constraints and really get them into an environment where caring can be done in a way that's consistent with what the 21st century expectations are.
So it sounds as if you didn't have a specific requirement as if awarding a contract, but just opened it up to ideas for the general idea of serving veterans.
It's somewhere between the two. It's a good point that you brought up. What we tried to make sure of is that we didn't set out requirements that were so explicit that we said to industry, here's the problem, here's the solution, can you build it for us? Because we have vehicles for that already. They're just called RFPs. Instead, what we knew we needed to do was turn to industry, private sector, and academia, and nonprofit community and say, here's the problem we need to solve. The problem veterans need us to solve. We don't know exactly what the best way to solve this is, but we believe that you can help us think through this by bringing ideas that maybe have worked in other industries, but we've never used them in the VA. But also, we were looking at developing new concepts that have never been deployed before but showed promise. So in the procurement vehicle for our competition, we set forth these six focus areas and said, for example, in telehealth, we want to be able to deliver this kind of value to the veteran and this kind of value to the taxpayer, and we're looking to really test these new thresholds of healthcare innovation. What can you do? And so with those loose boundaries, we found just an overwhelming response from industry. It was good to see, and I think what we found also is that the 2011 industry competition is going to be able to build on that momentum and keep a lookout. In mid this month, we'll be launching that next competition.
We're speaking with Jonas Cerwinski, director of VA's Innovation Initiative, and you said there were four ideas that looked pretty promising in the last week. Just briefly describe what the other three were.
Sure thing. Well, one of them is with a company called VG Bio. This is an exciting development where we actually deploy these sensors that record five new biometric data points on a patient, ECG, respiration, reflectance pulse oximetry, which is kind of a technical term, posture and activity level. And what's fascinating about this is that we're targeting patients who have conditions severe enough to require continuous monitoring, but that don't otherwise require a hospital stay in the hospital. So for these patients, quality of life is greatly improved by letting them return home. And with this project, we're providing the means to not only just maintain continuous monitoring, but also deliver to the clinicians a level of analysis of the data so that they can find early warning of trouble signs for these patients who, if they're at home, we can reach out to them quickly and either over the phone or over the internet, or actually just call them into the hospital for some early treatment. So it's a great way to reduce costs of care and increase the quality of care while also giving the patients the option to just to go home. Two other areas I want to just, or two other innovations I'll mention to you, and that is in this area of helping veterans start their own businesses. You know, veterans are really coming home in with a new set of skills that show a great deal of promise for the new economy. They come home with leadership skills. They come home with entrepreneurial verve and drive. But they also allow us to see what we can do to help them enter in the economy. A problem has been that from a VA standpoint, we've been trying to make sure that they can gain employment in companies that already exist, but they're also coming back asking, how can we start and launch our own businesses? So the Small Business Administration, the Department of Labor, and the VA partnered to launch a competition in this area. What we found were some remarkable new opportunities to launch business incubators solely focused on helping veterans launch and sustain their own businesses. Details will be coming out in the next couple of weeks, but what you'll see is one of these is a physical business incubator, brick-and-mortar style, that helps these entrepreneurs. And another one is virtual. It's going to be web-based and have significant reach across the country and really help a veteran entrepreneur navigate the different things that are available to him or her to launch and sustain their own business in the new economy.
So what does VA do next to turn these ideas into programs or projects? Do you now put out awards for them?
This is the first step. Select these proposals. We make an award based on that proposal to implement it over the period of anywhere from 6 to 24 months. That period of performance is designed to have some very clear-cut metrics and milestones throughout the period of performance, and after which we make a decision as an overall department whether or not these are worth pursuing at a broader scale and broader deployment. It really depends on whether or not these pilots are successful. And after that, we can determine whether or not the veterans' needs are being met, whether or not as a department we're doing the best we can. And what we might find is another competition after that actually is built upon what we learned during this period of performance.
So it sounds like you've turned this contest idea or this open innovation drive idea into something that's regular for VA.
Well, we hope that it can continue to earn the trust of the taxpayer, the trust of the veterans, and really meet the expectations the Secretary set out for us. It's an ambitious goal to try and create an open, collaborative, transparent, and accountable process like this. But what we're finding is that everybody from the employees to the private sector participants and innovators, we're all committed to making sure that we do right by veterans. And too early to tell if we're going to get the results we're really hoping for, but I believe that with these this level of scrutiny and accountability in that period of performance, we'll be able to speak to specific results.
Okay, that sounds great. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask?
I'd say for those out there who are interested in providing innovations that can help us serve veterans better, there is a new competition we will launch later this month, the 2011 Industry Competition. And for more information, our website, va.gov/VAI2.